This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Negotiations involving lawmakers on a bipartisan conference committee seem to be stalling just days before another government shutdown could happen. Senior advisor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says this comes as Democrats on that committee are trying to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting the number of people that ICE could detain.
No, it's true. And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
She says Dems have also been discussing only $2 billion for border security when President Trump has been requiring at least $5.7 billion. Teachers in Denver have hit the picket lines for the first time in 25 years, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Senate could vote this week to confirm a new attorney general, President Trump nominating William Burr to replace fired AG Jeff Sessions. Barr was attorney general during the administration of President George H.W. Bush. Sunday brought another Democratic entry into the field for the White House in 2020, as Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar announced.
There are insidious forces every day that are trying to make it harder for people to vote, trying to drown out our voices with big money. It is time to organize, time to galvanize. Time to take back our democracy. It's time, America.
Toys R Us, which closed its stores last summer, may not be a thing of the past after all. Newly founded True Kids Incorporated has bought Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and the company mascot Jeffrey, and says that there's still huge demand for the brands. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A line being drawn in the sand, it appears, in El Paso, Texas, as former Representative Beto O'Rourke and President Trump will be holding opposing rallies later today. President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally as the first of his 2020 campaign cycle, where he plans to boost support for his border wall. Meanwhile, O'Rourke is said to be joining a separate rally to present reality at the border. He says he's been a constant critic of the president's presentation of the border as being a dangerous place. O'Rourke has some speculation, or has some speculating, I should say, that he may run for president in 2020 himself. Impeachment proceedings appear to be on hold for Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who's accused of sexual misconduct by two women dating back to the early 2000s. Democratic lawmakers began work on a draft resolution over the weekend to file articles of impeachment if Fairfax did not resign. But today, Virginia Delegate Patrick Hope tweeted saying additional conversations are needed before they can do anything. Hope went on to say he believes the accusers Fairfax has denied both accusations and wants a full investigation to clear his name. One funeral will be held in Michigan tomorrow and another in Washington Thursday for former Congressman John Dingell, who died a few days ago at 92. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's up to me and you. We've got to do something about it if we're going to get this country back on track. By the way, I want to thank and welcome our expanded family of listeners on KFCS, The Trumpet, out in Colorado Springs, Pueblo. They're now carrying Bill Martinez live all 3 hours, Monday through Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 1580 a.m., 104.3 a.m. FM. So if you guys have something to say, want to hear from you, your opinion counts here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Feel free to drop me an email. And we've got more expansion news coming up in the coming weeks. I feel like Donald Trump, you know, after the State of the Union. We're really excited about the growth of the show and great news coming up in just a couple weeks, so stay tuned. Meanwhile, with us right now, Ann McElhaney. Her and her husband, Phelim McAleer, you've heard me brag about them for a long time. I am so grateful for Ann and Phelim for their pursuit of the truth, particularly on this issue of Kermit Gosnell. They are Irish documentary filmmakers and an absolute blessing to us here in America. New York Times best-selling authors have written and produced the movie Gosnell. He took an oath to protect life, not to take it. It is the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Ann, always good to have you with us on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, and congratulations on the impact, but I got to tell you, I am really putting the heat in any circles I travel in. I am surprised at how many people, just even in the church, are not aware of your movie. It just blows me away. And I say, look, there's no excuse. It's now available, yeah. Video on demand. We got Blu-ray DVD out. In fact, I got to tell you, the company was kind enough to send us some DVD Blu-rays, and we gave them out. They went out like hotcakes. I mean, you know, because we're givers on the show, so anything comes to us, we pass it on. And I've told everybody that gets a copy of the movie, do not just watch it by yourself. You know, get your family, get your neighbors, get people in around your TV at home and watch the movie, experience it, and get educated as to what is going on with the whole abortion industry in our country today.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And as you say, the DVD is coming out tomorrow, and it'll be in Walmart, by the way. So anyone with Walmart near them should go. And Walmart have been really good, actually. They're bookending us, so we're going to be in a really prominent spot. I hate to hear when you say that people don't know that this is that the movie has been made, that the movie is out. And I hope we can rectify that. It's interesting. My mother used to talk about the hand of God, but it's interesting the timing of the DVD coming out tomorrow.
Exactly.
Given what we've just had happen in New York, and obviously this latest news from Virginia with Representative Tran, you know, talking. talking very calmly, very soberly, very seriously, you know, just casually talking about, you know, letting children die. And then the governor of Virginia, who knows things, you know, he knows, this is no regular, you know, guy. This is a doctor.
Yes.
This is a pediatric neurologist. This is somebody who really understands nature, I suppose, and human nature and humanity.
Exactly.
Or maybe not. Maybe that's the one thing he's missing, actually. Mm-hmm. He's got human biology, but not anything about humanity. Describing calmly, you know, letting children die after they're born alive.
Right.
And I think this is something, you know, it's very bizarre, by the way, the timing that our movie is coming out on DVD tomorrow, and this all this information is out. And people are expressing shock, and some of the people expressing shock by what the governor said are people who are pro-life. And, you know, and I understand that because I travel around the country, and I'm constantly surprised by the fact that people do not know that you can have an abortion in America at 9 months,
mm-hmm.
that you can, that comfort care is a normal thing. And the reason that I know about comfort care, and it's the reason why Phelim and I made this movie and wrote this book,
mm-hmm.
Is because during the trial of Kermit Goswell, who is serving 3 life sentences for delivering babies alive and letting them, and then cutting their necks with scissors, mm-hmm. it's because during his trial, they had a good abortion doctor, a legal abortion doctor, come on the stand to describe what's good, what's normal, how is it done when it's done well, when it's done legally.
Right.
And in part of her testimony, she talks about, she's asked, what would happen if a baby was born alive during an abortion? And she said, well, you know, you'd want to make it comfortable.
Right.
And then it'll die of it. So, you know, it will pass. We have an op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal telling that story. And I remember when we heard that testimony from Karen Fuseline, when we heard that on the stand, we said, okay, this is extraordinary. People don't know this. And we're obviously being proved right by the reaction to the governor. And this is why the movie is important. This is why people need to get the copy of the movie. They need to get people over, exactly what you said, and that's what I'm recommending to people. Get people to come over to your house and watch together, and then just have a conversation. And the one thing that you can say to anyone who criticizes the movie and says this isn't true, that what happens in the courtroom is verbatim. It's from the court transcripts. It's
exactly.
from the actual court transcripts at the time of Goswell's trial.
Yeah, and this doctor that you're referring to that was depicted in the movie and in this trial, we're talking a female doctor. We're talking a fellow, you know, female, you know, that... You would think that her level of compassion, I mean, it's one thing that, you know, and a doctor, as you say, that should know better in this whole process, but greed and money has seared their conscience and their sensibilities, has it not?
You know, it's a good, you know, it's a really good one. I don't know what has happened to people. And I think, you know, there needs to be a conversation here. I just was on the judge Janine's show at the weekend, and I basically said, I'm hoping that the 2020 election is the abortion election. I think it's time. I think it's time for all of this information to get out there and for people to decide if they like it or not. Anyone I tell about the laws that are existing presently in America, I haven't met anyone yet who likes it. And you say, like, who are the, you know, you're asking about motivation. In the Goswell case, I have to agree with you that there was an enormous amount of, you know, greed was a huge thing. People were getting tips, all the late-term abortions. Anyone who was in the premises got $20 each, you know, and they were loving it. They were all running around with balls of cash.
Yes.
Gosnell's own home had balls of cash in it. He had, you know, $250,000 in cash when they raided his home. But I wonder, you know, I don't know what's happened to the country. I mean, I know that Cecile Richards, the former, you know, president of Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
was interviewed at one point. She said she was married. She earned $1 million a year in her job in Planned Parenthood. She said she was happily married, that she had a family, 3 children who were the center of her world. Then she got pregnant again. And, you know, she just had an abortion. It was no big deal. So that's how she talked.
Wow.
That's how she talks. And there are people who talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know if I can understand that very well. I have a problem with understanding that. And I know that often when we have these abortion conversations in politics, there's always a tendency to make the abortion decision very extreme, incest, rape, all this kind of thing. You know, it's not actually the picture that emerges from regular abortion clinics. It's actually a lot of people, you know, in some cases, there were women who went to Goswell's clinic 9 times. We know that.
Right.
They were using it as a contraceptive. So,
exactly.
But I think all of these things need to be talked about, and I do think, I actually really genuinely believe that the governor of Virginia has done this country some service by bringing this up. And he, and nobody better than himself, because he is a medical professional, continuing, by the way, to be a medical professional, still working.
Amazing.
Pediatric neuro.
Well, Ann, we got to take a short.
We
got to take a short break. We've got more from Ann McElhaney on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, but we know all the listeners here with Bill Martinez Live can handle the truth. We're beyond the 8-second soundbites. You don't need to be, you know, forming your worldview based on 8-second soundbites brought to you by a very progressive and liberal media that is not doing their job and doing a disservice to we the people. Talking with the writer and producer of Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, and I stand corrected, Ann said, not on Blu-ray, it's DVD only right now, but video on demand. DVD comes out tomorrow, right, Ann?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay, good.
It'll be everywhere, but go to Walmart and show them some love, because they've been very good to us.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Walmart. That's awesome. And keeping the truth out there. I mentioned to you, Ann, at the break that, this movement with this whole progressive, it seems like, the abortionists are in a bit of a panic. When you saw what happened, first it started in Hawaii, California, New York, Virginia, this movement, although Alabama recently, a judge says, look at declared personhood at the point of conception. So that was positive against maybe four or five pieces of bad news. But the more shocking thing was what happened in New York. And what hit me immediately was what you and I talked about early on when we first had our discussion about Gosnell. After the trial, he said, "I'm innocent, and it's a matter of time before you all realize that." What New York did, in a sense, was vindicate and exonerate Kermit Gosnell, did it not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, I interviewed Gosnell in the prison, and he very calmly said that. And he was making plans all the time. You know, when I get out, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. You know, he's planning to do a triathlon. And I will be vindicated, you know, and then we have New York. And it's exactly why everyone is talking about Gosnell now, because, you know, in New York, he'd be perfectly legal, you know, yeah, basically, given what we've heard. And it's very, very shocking. It's very shocking as a Catholic, I have to say. It's pretty disturbing as well that Governor Cuomo is a Catholic. And all these, the laughter, I have to say, when I saw that bill signed, there was a photograph with Cuomo, and there was a photograph with Cuomo and Hillary Clinton, and a photograph with Cuomo and a whole bunch of women standing behind him as he signed. And they were laughing. And I was thinking, it reminded me so much of Ireland when they passed this extraordinary legislation in Ireland, and all these women were drinking champagne and dancing. Right. I was thinking, you know, even in any kind of civilized society, even the people who are supposed to be for this, when they're discussing it, they're all very serious. It's all meant to be very serious and somber and a really hard, you know, a terrible thing to have to do. It doesn't look like that at all. It looks much more like whatever when it comes to them signing this legislation. And you're right. In this scenario, what we have coming out of Virginia, out of New York, Vermont, you know, and Colorado, by the way,
yes,
there in Colorado,
exactly,
where you can have an abortion right up to 9 months. And I want everyone in Colorado to know that, because I think a lot of them don't. You know, in those places, Gosnell would be vindicated, and one has to wonder what he's thinking now in prison, if he even knows this.
Exactly.
What do you think of all this?
Well, I'm sure he knows about it. And the thing is, I tweeted out after this, you know, because we've got several Catholic, you know, speaking of Catholic and being a practicing Catholic myself, I'm going, what is going on with these Catholic governors? Did they all of a sudden forget the fifth commandment, thou shalt not murder?
Yeah, I don't know.
They signed a death sentence for millions of more babies right now. And on top of that, Ann, selling baby parts is okay now.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's very hard to believe, but I think, you know, for anyone who's sort of despairing, who's listening to this and thinking, you know, what hopelessness, I actually think I'm really grateful for all of these initiatives, because I think finally we're going to have a conversation. Finally, we're going to find out what's going on, because it's been my experience traveling around the country, speaking to groups all over the country, and saying to them, "Oh gosh, it's terrible here that you have these laws," and then looking kind of surprised at me. People don't know that you
don't know
exactly 9 months in America, and I think they need to know. But even 24 weeks, I know that in Pennsylvania, we know when we covered this case, the two assistant district attorneys who prosecuted this case, Joanne Pescatore and Christine Wexler, neither of, and these are super smart girls. These are not your average. Yeah. Neither of them knew that the law in Pennsylvania allowed for abortion without restriction up to 6 months. They didn't know that. And you know, loads of people are listening to me now, and you think it's 6 months. And everyone's known someone, you know, pregnant and seen how they've, you know, how they've developed and how big they are. 6 months, it's crazy. This is crazy stuff. And I think it's, let's have it out in the open. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. Are you good with this? Are people good with people having abortions at this incredible stage? You know, what is this all about? Why are people having why are they having abortions in the first place? You know, why is that even necessary?
Exactly. So when Roe v. Wade, the whole point of Roe v. Wade, the big wedge was, you know, in the case of a mother's life, incest, rape, which represents 1% of the abortions today, and less than 1%.
Yeah, and I know people who were the victims of rape and of incest. It doesn't cure you. I mean, this is the one problem. You know, this is the one thing people need to remember. It is not a cure for incest, and it's not a cure for rape. And in fact, doing more violence to yourself, you know, will not cure the first piece of violence. And in fact, having something great come out of something horrible and violent is a blessing, and is something, you know, that you could at least, is some kind of hope of recovery. But further violence, you know, and I think doctors who weigh in on this, on the side of more violence to people who have been already had violence done to them, I think they're doing a disservice to the medical profession, the idea that this would be a good thing, that this could be perceived as a good thing. But all of these things need to be talked about. And I think one of the things, like the movie certainly, you know, we don't, you know, you've seen the movie. It doesn't show anything. And anyone listening,
it's a PG. It's a PG-13 movie, yes.
But it really focuses on the trial. And I think, it's, you know, if you can watch a Law and Order episode, you can watch this movie. But what's really important, I think, is, as I said, the testimony of the legal abortion doctor who was, you know, who's played by Jeanine Turner, the great actress Jeanine Turner, who plays this Karen Fieseling, who appeared in the court case, in Kermit Gosnell's case, and made these extraordinary statements about comfort care, about babies born accidentally in an abortion procedure. What would happen? Well, we just keep it warm. Eventually it will pass. I mean, we heard those words and God almighty, there's no way people know this stuff, and we have been proved right. People don't know this stuff, but they are going to. And there's something almost miraculous about the fact that the DVD is coming out at a time when people, interest has been peaked. And people need to ask questions. People need to read the book. The book is different. The book is very graphic, I will admit that. It has all the details, all the things you could never, ever show in a movie. But people need to get educated, because I think once they know, they're not going to be happy.
Well, the other thing they're going to see is how political this has become, and through the political lens, how it's blinded people. The other thing, and that we have to really deal with, is the impact that this is going to have. It's already having on women. You and I talked about this. I talk to women, and they'll tell me that have had abortion, oh, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. They still carry emotionally that child with them. So that speaks volumes against this idea that, you know, the government, because the government has legalized abortion, it speaks volumes against the conscience and morality of, you know, for humanity.
Yeah, no, I mean, you just put your finger on it. And of course, because obviously, you know, we're looking at 60 million dead babies over time, and I think that number is probably quite conservative, because as we know with the Gosnell case, he did not report the abortions he was doing, and no one checked up on him for 17 years.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's obviously a situation you'll have spread out over the country. Pennsylvania is not a backwater; it's a very progressive place. So, you know, everywhere I travel to, and I talk about this all the time, it's become this. You know, people keep coming up to me. Women come up to me who've had abortions, and I've yet to meet one that was happy about it. I mean, it's really very, very disturbing, and I almost feel like I can spot them now, because they really have this incredible sadness about them, and are trying to live with the loss, and it's very, very, very hard. And people write to me, and people can write to me, by the way. Anyone who's listening to this can write to me on the Facebook page, and I respond to everyone. Eventually it takes a while, but I get a lot of correspondence.
Well,
I'm grateful for the correspondence, and I'm very grateful for it.
Well, we're grateful for you. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got to leave it there. Look forward to talking to you and Phelim. All the best to both of you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Bye.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Negotiations involving lawmakers on a bipartisan conference committee seem to be stalling just days before another government shutdown could happen. Senior advisor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says this comes as Democrats on that committee are trying to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting the number of people that ICE could detain.
No, it's true. And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
She says Dems have also been discussing only $2 billion for border security when President Trump has been requiring at least $5.7 billion. Teachers in Denver have hit the picket lines for the first time in 25 years, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what heal can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my
back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the chaos continues in Virginia. Are you surprised? You know it's going to be a while. We're going to get through the process. It'll continue to be talked about in all the news cycles. It's the one that just will not go away because the governor's not about to go away. Lieutenant governor's not, and they've already found a way to racialize that whole situation because if you had the governor stepping down and the third in line stepping down, two white guys, and then they don't step down, but you make the black guy, so to speak, quote unquote, you know, step down, then, you know, what kind of situation? I mean, this is a mess, needless to say. But, and I don't blame people, you know, for running the comparison saying, look what you did for Kavanaugh, with barely an inkling and no evidence, to speak of other than, a woman's, passionate story. But, you know, hey, without a doubt, she had to be believed. But yet in this case here, once again, Democrats proving that they're flexible. They're flexible with their ideology. I guess that's what that's all about. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us now, author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. He's an absolute genius on forecast models. I love what he's able to look into. His genius is that he not only looks at the obvious, but he looks in between the numbers as well. And I think this gives him a special insight and really just adds to his value for radio shows such as ours. And we're going to talk, Donald Trump and the Democrats and socialism and all that good fun stuff that everybody has been, trying to get their brain around, including the Democratic Party that goes, oh, we are socialists? I guess we are socialists. No, you're not. Yes, we are. No, you're not. Well, the TV said so, as my friend would say. Dr. Lomero, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm doing great. It's great to be on your fantastic show that's loved all across the country.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you, sir. Hey, the Democrats, our good friend Trevor Loudon, for years has said, look, these guys are card-carrying, Democratic Socialists, part of the Communist Party, all this good stuff. Been saying this. People just can't believe it. And, bring Donald Trump into play here, and he pulls back the veil, and sure enough, the cockroaches are there, they're all socialists.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question that they prefer socialism. They don't like our Constitution. Mm-hmm. Obama said it got in his way. The Chinese are lucky. They don't have a Constitution to get in their way.
Right. Well, maybe he had to run, President Xi, if he needs a replacement, Barack Obama could take over, I guess, and straighten out the Chinese right away, much like he did with America. He straightened us out so much that we lost all these jobs. Our GDP went in the tank. But there are people, believe it or not, Gerard, that want Barack Obama back. If not Barack Obama, then Michelle Obama.
That's right. There are quite a few people. And the Grammy Awards, she received kind of a warm welcome there.
Right.
And I really believe, in my advanced forecasting for 2020, that she's actually the leading candidate because in some way she hasn't offended other Democrats as much as most Democrats have. For example, Hillary Clinton is going nowhere, even though she'd love to be president. Joe Biden is going nowhere, even though he'd love to be president. They just have too much baggage. Mm-hmm. They're essentially dinosaur Democrats.
Right.
And they're old school, and especially the younger and the millennial radicals.
Right.
These people are not radical enough.
Right.
But Michelle Obama might be able to kind of straddle the fence and pick up the younger votes, too. And officially, she and her husband said she's not running. But I don't buy that. I really think there's a lot of indication she is running.
Right. Well, that'll be interesting with all this that's coming out. We'll probably, they're saying, there could be, maybe 3-4 dozen Democrats running for president. We'll see how that plays out. Now, Joe Biden, I'm interested to hear what you say about Joe. I mean, some of the early models are saying that he is the front runner and that he could actually beat Donald Trump by a point and a half. And I guess that's not counting, all the other votes, whether they harvest votes or they get the cemetery vote either, I guess. So maybe
have to also model the dead voters.
Yes, exactly. Well, such as the Democratic Party, we laugh about it, but the thing is, I got to tell you, I am livid about this thing, and I cannot believe the Republicans are so quiet about this. Is that look at the voter fraud that took place in the 2018 elections is so clear, and certainly back in 2016 as well. But for some reason, the Republicans just kind of oh-hum on this thing. Well, and the Democrats, they have such gall saying, we have voter suppression and stuff like that. Well, having illegals vote is voter suppression. That's another form of voter suppression. Doing what they did in California with ballot harvesting is another way of voter suppression. You got to vote, but you're suppressing a qualified vote in lieu of this cheating that you're getting away with. And, here we are, Gerard, and, the nation is all, perplexed and, catatonic over the Mueller investigation because of Russia. And Russia spent a couple of bucks. I mean, this is chump change out of the penny loafers of Vladimir Putin that he spent on the election for 2016. And you think that, my goodness, because of what he skillfully was able to execute, that Donald Trump is president, Hillary is not.
Well, first of all, a Russian collusion with the Trump campaign is ludicrous. There's no data for it. We now have Adam Schiff saying that it's insufficient amount of Mueller investigation. They're going to have to go further than Mueller.
Mm. Oh,
that
sure.
Tells me that the Mueller investigation report, which is imminent, maybe out this month or early next month,
right,
has nothing to say.
Right.
And so Schiff wants to keep this rolling along,
sure,
and continuing his witch hunt, because Mueller witch hunt didn't come up with anything.
Yeah. Why not? After $30 million plus that we've spent for the Mueller investigation, we end up with Bupkis and Adam Schiff, the one-man genius who knows all and sees all, is going to be able to make it. How Adam Schiff, I mean, this is a thing that the media is so goofy about, and I got to tell you, America's got to be up in arms about this and say enough with this mainstream media stuff, is they continue to give place to guys, you know, like Adam Schiff that are knuckleheads, that, you know, they're terrible prognosticators. Adam Schiff needs to go the way of Dick Morris. And, you know, just bye-bye. You know, we don't really need, you know, your wrong information. But for some reason, you know, the media continues to carry the water for guys like Adam Schiff. And I think it's an absolute disservice to Main Street America.
Well, the mainstream media, or I call them the old mainstream media, because they're fading, their business models are fading, are basically seeking socialist in 2020. They don't want Donald Trump. They don't want his success. They don't want his lack of regulations and freedom and lower taxes. We would have another tax cut this year, except for the fact that the House was taken over for these 2 years by the Democrats. But I want to go back to your point you made a few minutes ago, because I really do endorse it, and I'm glad you're talking about it. The voter fraud is ridiculous. There may be up to 8 seats that were lost due to funny shenanigans with the voting. And you are right, and it's not something to laugh about. It's something to get serious about. And I think to answer your question about why don't the Republicans do more, it's because of the split in the Republican Party. Let's face it, the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, Republicans in name only, have been doing nothing for a long time. That's the reason why 49 establishment Republicans who are against Trump did not get reelected and are not in the House today. Right. They either lost or retired or resigned. That's a huge chunk. That's the problem. The establishment Republicans will not fight for what needs to be fought for.
Exactly. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you've got somebody who's fighting to get this country back on track, having incredible success in his first 2 years, and you can't get the party behind him? It's like, what do they think? All of a sudden, you know, they think somebody like Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, that they're going to have their way with them, and that they're going to be more successful from a Republican perspective against those Democrats? Whatever you're drinking, stop drinking it, okay? 18 before the top of the hour. More from Dr. Lomero after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here to serve you, we the people, because, hey, look, at this fight is sincere. It is ruthless. You've got to know this. I mean, the Democrats and the Socialist Democratic Party, they see an opportunity. I'm telling you, they are smelling blood in the water. Trevor Loudon, as I mentioned, has been doing incredible studies on this and has cited that Democratic Socialists were on the rise, card-carrying Democrats. And you hear that and you go, oh, come on, Bill, what are you talking about, Democratic? No, this isn't new. I mean, why do you think they're coming out and being so open about it? And understand that the Democratic Social, these are our part and parcel. They're all part and parcel of the Communist Party. And you go, oh my God, again, oh, my head's going to explode. I can't believe. Well, this is what's happening. This is your government in action. You know, it is the enemy within. They have crept in. If you think not, just listen to the words of some of these new freshman congresspeople that have come into our government and what they're trying to sell us on. Wow. I mean, the whole idea, look, I'm for let's have an open debate. You know, Gerard, I got to tell you, I'm for ideas. I think we have to have an open debate. But at some point, I mean, you got to be within the realm of reason. Otherwise, you know, somebody's got to call you out. I mean, Nancy Pelosi isn't calling out her aggressive left wing of her party. She's just letting them go. I mean, you know, she kind of mocked AOC the other day about the new Green Deal. You know, she's the Green Dream or whatever you call it. I thought it was kind of a mockery, but look at AOC is serious like a heart attack about this.
Yeah, AOC thought it was a compliment to call it a green dream. Instead, it's green stupidity
yeah.
on steroids. I mean, this has no basis in reality. You can take it apart with basic economics mm-hmm. and show that she's going to bankrupt the country. The numbers that they're saying for this AOC green plan mm-hmm. Of $2 trillion is super duper low. It
right.
doesn't begin to cover everything they're talking about. And Andrew Yang, who's one of the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, he's already, you know, pushing for the universal basic income, mm. you know, basically give everybody in the country money.
Yeah.
Where are they going to get the money? Are they going to print it? Or more realistically, are they going to borrow it from somebody like the Chinese? They've been funding a lot of stuff in the past few years.
Well, we know historically the Democrats have a hard time with math. I don't know, maybe they missed that class or something because they can't seem to do the numbers. You know,
that's
Barack
true.
Obama, you know, his math for, you know, for national health care, for Obamacare. I mean, one thing or another, I mean, the whole green energy movement, let's, you know, we're going to kick out coal without even, you know, stopping to think of the consequences. Hillary Clinton echoed that as well. Of course, AOC now is bringing that back to play. Forget about flying. Nobody's going to be able to fly anymore. And, of course, the senator from Hawaii had to chuckle a bit on that one. I mean, she couldn't hold back her chuckle going, well, it could be rough, you know, because I think people from Hawaii like to come to the mainland. And how are we going to do that without, you know, having airfare available under this new green nightmare?
They would have to use rowboats because yeah. they wouldn't be allowed to burn fuel like gas.
Yeah, right.
An engine for...
Well, unless you were Al Gore. If you were Al Gore or DiCaprio or somebody like that or Nancy Pelosi, somehow you would get some sort of exemption. And I'm sure AOC, when she got to that point too, you know, well, you got to understand I'm an influential person. I have to fly. I got to do this sort of stuff all for the cause, you know, for the greater cause. You know, this is how they justify all this stuff. But, you know, to all this, Gerard... There is enough empirical evidence, certainly even in the last 8 years with Barack Obama, all the money that he spent on green energy, how he flittered this money away. I mean, even
right.
with Solyndra, you and I talked about this. I think it was an absolute disaster. Barack Obama proved clearly that he is not a businessman. He doesn't know how to do math. I mean, he makes a deal, gives Solyndra a ton of the people's money. What did he give him? Like 500
Solyndra?
Yeah, was it 500 million or billion?
No, it was. I think it was between 600 and 700 million or billion. I believe.
Billion. Okay, so I mean, you know, $750 billion he gives to them, right? And then on the heels of giving them the people's money, he lets the Chinese come in and underbid and absolutely wipe out the investment. And the guy is, you know, nobody says anything. It's like, wait a minute. This guy ought to be just kicked out for total malfeasance for what he did. I mean, you know, he is the CEO of our country. And to me, that is one of the biggest failures of his administration. And nobody said anything.
Yeah, actually, I think it was $700 million.
Okay, it was in the millions. Millions, billions, whatever. But regardless, a lot of money.
Right.
Okay?
If you were a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, you would not give out $700 million without thinking. And see, the difference is when you're somebody like Barack Obama, you're spending other people's money, so you don't care.
Yes.
But if you're a venture capitalist who's taking out of your own checking account or maybe some group of 10 people or whatever, mm-hmm. you watch every nickel.
Of course.
You give out like $25 million. If they don't succeed, they don't get anything next year.
Well,
you don't
yeah,
hand
plus,
them out $700 yeah, million to start with.
Plus, on top of that, they're going to fire you in a heartbeat for being such an idiot and poorly investing their money. But not Barack Obama, not the Democrats. We just keep on going because they always tell you, Gerard, well, I just didn't have enough time. If I had a little bit more time and a little bit more money, that's all they know. There's no accountability, you know, immediately to be able to say, hey, look, I at least moved the mark in a direction. I mean, from day one for Obamacare, there was all about, remember that don't it hold 30 million people uncovered and whole deal? My question to all the policymakers and everything was, how many of that 30 million did we help? You know, to this day, nobody can give me the answer. Is that ridiculous?
The answer is that I think there are more now that are not helped as a result of Obamacare. Don't forget, a lot of people lost their plans. A lot of mm-hmm. people lost their doctors. A lot of people couldn't afford the co-payments and the deductibles.
Right.
Everything skyrocketed. Right. And instead of cutting the prices for premiums, they actually doubled them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I got to tell you this. My son, the youngest in the family, had Obamacare in California in one county. Okay, he moved out of Orange County down to San Diego County. You know what happened?
No.
He lost his Obamacare.
Wow.
Can you believe that? He's got to start all over again. I told him, David, this is lesson for you. This is why you cannot rely on the government. If you rely on the government, these kind of things happen to you. He was in a tragic motorcycle accident in incredible pain. In fact, he still deals with it. At one point when he went to emergency to get some treatment for the pain that he was in, it was all under Obamacare. They did everything they could do for him. And you know what they did, Gerard? They wheeled him out on the sidewalk. They just wheeled him out and said, we're done. We can't do any more. They wheeled him out on the sidewalk. That's what they did.
That's tragic.
And I go, okay, he's one story in this naked city. How many other kids, how many other people involved with Obamacare have these kind of experiences? I can't imagine that this was a unique circumstance.
And the Democrats and the socialists, they want to double down on this. They want Medicare for all, even though the pricing of it is something like $32 trillion.
We double our government. The cost of our government, we would double.
Right, but they don't realize that the service then becomes rationed. And
right.
It'd be like in Canada, where you wait 6 months for some surgeries and things like that, because they ration everything.
Right. Well, I think one analyst told me that over 100,000 Canadians came across the border for medical care in the United States because of the rationing that took place. I have a friend, anecdotally, his daughter was diagnosed with cancer. And she says, okay, what do I do now? You got to wait in line. Well, what do you mean wait in line? Well, we only have so many. We only do 36 of these surgeries and these situations a year, and you've got 3.5 years to wait. Well, fortunately for her, you know, her parents still live in America, and so she was on the next plane and got taken care of. And by the grace of God, she's doing fine. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's taking place. Now, and of course, we know in another disaster, you remember that child that, you know, the government waited on and waited on. And, of course, the United States offered help. The Vatican even stepped in, fundraising, crowdfunding situation, $145,000 they raised to get the child to America so that it could get some treatment. And any parent would have done anything to save that child. The government says, no, you know, he belongs to us, and there's no way we're releasing that child for medical care. It'd be a waste of money. It was all their control. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to turn our medical care to a bunch of bureaucrats. These are what socialism brings you, ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't bring you freedom. It brings control.
Yeah, exactly. The very thing that our founding fathers, the very thing that our Constitution talks about, and I'm glad you brought that up, and that really is the congealing issue that really makes E Pluribus Unum work, Gerard, is that's what draws us together is freedom. It's not the Republican Party, not Democratic, not Nancy Pelosi, not even Donald Trump. It's the ideal of freedom, and that has to be preserved. And if our focus is that, We can unite in a lot of ways and take care of whether it's a wall or whatever it is that you want to call it, border security, threats of war in North Korea, problems with, the Russians and the Middle East. I mean, we can do a lot of good here as long as we're joined together and we understand that it's about freedom and that's what we're fighting for, right?
We are, absolutely, and socialism is synonymous with the word power and control.
Yeah.
And that's what they want, that's what they're fighting for, and that's why they don't mind playing games with the elections.
Right.
Because it's all about getting power.
Well, he is the author of More Great News for America, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Real quick, we got about 15 seconds. Where can they go to be connected with you, Gerard?
GreatNewsForAmerica.com. And they can go to Amazon. I've got a bunch of books on Amazon.
Okay, check it out. Always a pleasure and honor to have you with us, Gerard Lomero, on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have an